Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
The last time we were in Murundoy, it was arrival day, and Catalina and Shelley took Alexis and Denzel to the creek while Simon took Auntie Myrtle to lunch. Sister Patsy came over to the table and Simon invited her to join them. Auntie Myrtle went to the ladies' room, and it wasn't long before Sister Patsy and Simon were exchanging numbers and making plans to meet. In the meantime, over at the creek, Shelley asked Catalina if she trusted Simon, to which Catalina replied, absolutely, and that she was looking forward to becoming Mrs. Simon de Freitas. Now, as we return to Murundoy, Mala is paying Shelley a visit.
Hey, Mala, like you don't work today?
Nah, girl, Shelley. I tell Mrs. Sunny I take in the day. Miss Bibi moody, and I can't handle that today.
Well, you gotta understand she mother's sick.
Yeah, but it's too depressing still.
I guess.
That's what you're doing, though.
I'm going through these bills here. I get fed up.
Well, we can't escape it.
Well, some of we ain't got no problem, because we got a man giving me big money.
What?
When last you talked to Catalina?
Last night.
She bread well buttered, eh?
Tell me about it. Simon providing every single thing she need. She don't have to worry about working.
Exactly.
He's a nice big man though.
Yeah, he real friendly.
I tell you girl, if I could find one like Doug right now, my life would be perfect.
Why don't try with Sonny?
What?
You got money. And all these years he got a shop there, he must got a fat bank account.
Shelly, you hearing yourself?
What?
You forget that Sonny got a wife.
Yes, but she big. I sure you want a nice little young thing for bring a little excitement to life.
Girl, you mad. You want baby trip out for me? I can work hard for whatever I want until I find the right person. And even if I find a nice big man, it didn't mean I can sit down for the rest of my life and let him mind me.
But it's not a point in finding a big man.
What about love?
Oh gosh, Marley, you too funny.
Catalina loves Simon.
The question is, if he loves she.
And what is supposed to mean?
Nothing. But not all that glitters is gold, eh?
Well, true.
Anyways, I ain't think I able to live like this no more. I get tired struggling.
What do you mean?
I want to ask you something.
June? I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, I was over at the restaurant to get some food and Dinah and Uni told me you were home.
Oh. Well, I have a seat now.
Thanks. How's everything?
Everything is okay. Matter of fact, I should be heading back over to the restaurant right now because
Rhonda,
I got things to...
Yes? Dinah and Unique are very worried about you. They asked me to come over and talk to you.
For what?
They said you're not well. And that visit you paid to my house?
Look, June, I'm tired of people fussing over me. I said I am fine. I am fine.
Look, I know sometimes when we are faced with certain situations, we get frustrated. But it makes no sense facing these burdens alone.
Okay. So what da got to do with me?
You have people around who love you.
I ain't falling.
Oh, come on, Rhonda. Stop it.
No, you stop it, June. What gives you the right to come up in my house to tell me about me?
I was trying to speak in general terms.
I told you that I am fine.
What are you afraid of, Rhonda?
Look, I'm out of here. Lock the door where you left it.
Please, Rhonda. We're family. We can talk.
Being related by blood doesn't make we family.
So that visit to my house was what then?
I'm sorry. It ain't gonna happen again.
Rhonda, are you sick?
I look sick to you?
Look, the symptoms you described, heavy bleeding and irregular discharge, painful urine, well...
You got to announce it to the whole world.
I'm sorry. But the symptoms could mean a number of things. And that is why you need to see a doctor urgently.
June, I have been well for the past few days. There is nothing wrong with me.
Oh, so it was you were talking about.
What?
You said you were asking on behalf of a friend.
Look, I don't have time for this.
Even if you don't want to talk to me, I could recommend somebody.
No, thank you.
Rhonda.
Shelly, you serious? You really want to go ahead and marry Ignatius?
Man, I'm struggling too much, man. I need help.
Yeah, but the man horrible.
Look, I got a remedy for tame he.
You sure you want to do this?
Yes, I've been thinking about it since he asked. It's time I get a little ease in this life. Ignatius is one of the richest men in this village, if not the richest. I ain't gonna want for nothing.
Yes, but what gonna cost you?
What do you mean?
You know how cruel and disrespectful he is.
Like you hear what I say. Ignatius won't dare play the fool with me.
Girl, I don't know.
Marla, please. I know Catalina will never approve, but I need to have at least one friend there with
me. But Catalina, right? She been through it with Ignatius.
Yeah, but right now she bread well buttered with your foreign fiancé, even though he got Roman eyes.
What?
Never mind. Please, I need you to support me in this.
Girl, I don't know.
I ain't gonna leave you behind. Once I get me hands on Ignatius money, you gonna be alright too.
I ain't know if I able to sell me soul like though.
Oh, please. Look, at the end of the day, I don't need you or Catalina's approval.
Dinah, I really tried, but I got nowhere with Rhonda.
June, I'm really worried. I'm wondering if it could be cervical cancer like what Bibi mother got.
The last thing we want to do is self-diagnose. We need to get Rhonda to see a doctor urgently.
But she's a big woman. I can't drag she.
I don't understand why she's being so stubborn.
I think she's just frightened thinking about what it could be.
But not knowing is worse.
I know that. Every day I talk into she, but nothing ain't getting through.
I really don't understand why people would want to stay at home with a complaint. Sometimes it's when the condition gets to the worst stage, then they come to the hospital.
Sad.
Very. And to think that Rhonda is a person who should be a bit more self-aware because of Unique. It's quite upsetting.
You know many nights I hear she lie down in the bed crying? She taking on. You ain't see how much bed she lose?
Yes, I notice.
She must see why we bury she.
Oh no, it can't come to that.
Well, I suppose we gotta keep trying.
She really needs to see a doctor ASAP.
Why y'all don't take a bell and walk around the village telling everybody?
Rhonda?
We're just concerned about you. Issues like that, you don't play with.
I don't know since when it's any of your business, June.
Rhonda!
You showed up at my house looking for help.
What a mistake that was.
If you feel you can dead and help by me and Unique, you lie.
Wow.
Rhonda, please.
No, I don't want to hear anything. And from now on, I would appreciate it if y'all would mind y'all own business.
Where you going?
Dinah, I'm so sorry. I hope Rhonda comes around soon enough.
At this point in time, there's all we could hope.
Shelly, baby, what a pleasant surprise to see you.
I bring a bottle of wine. We have something to celebrate.
It's your birthday.
No, Ignatius.
So, what are we celebrating?
Just go and get it 2 glasses now.
Let me see what you got here.
It's red wine.
Oh, I don't drink this cheap stuff, babes. Throw that in the garbage.
Hello, I pay for this.
Well, you and your girlfriends could drink it. I have the real stuff here.
Whatever.
So, what are we celebrating, love?
Get on your knees.
Excuse me?
I said get on your knees.
But babes,
Ignatius, just do it.
Okay.
Ask me to marry you again.
What?
I know you didn't buy the ring and stuff, but ask me to marry you again.
Actually, I did buy a ring.
Excuse me?
1 second. But wait a bit. Is this what I think it is?
Oh, Ignatius, just get on your knees and ask me again.
Babes.
Ignatius.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Already.
Shelly Ann Parker. Wait, I have to get the ring.
Yes. Yes, what? Ignatius.
Oh, baby. You sure you're not pulling my
leg? No, Ignatius. Let's do this. Let's get married.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.